This is from Dipshit Dal.
Dipshit Dal. Yeah. I love this, dude. Yeah.
Wait, Dal? Like
Dal. D-A-L. Dipshit Dal. He made some trading cards of us.
Since the last reporting, the big bad Rona came knocking on the door and gave the vid. Not sure if it was the Omicron or the Delta Plus. Super mileage. I had said that I had the OG stuff, you know. It didn't hit me bad or anything, you know. I cured it with THC, Gatorade, and some sleep. That's how I kicked it. But I'm not a medical advisor. But THC and Gatorade do the trick every time. At least 60% of the time, every time. Wasn't too bad. My test was really, like a faint line, but it was there. And, you know, the first day, who knows? It might have been just the old stomach bug. Because I had one day of stomach bug issues. But I puke. I have stomach issues. I puke. That's what I do. And when I do, it sounds like a growling concert. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like I'm a professional growler in a hipster Seattle band. But other than that, it wasn't really too much shit. It wasn't shit for the next day. And I had just told myself the first day, well, I probably drank too much the day before. I only had 3 or 4 beers that day. And maybe I didn't eat anything, so I was just puking the whole next day. But I didn't even take the test that day. I took it like a day after, and very, very faint line. And I was being told, you're gonna die. You're gonna die. I said, listen, the only thing that's taking me out from China is whenever a group of ninjas storms Malibu. Then maybe. But other than that, you know, red, white, and blue. That's how that goes. Yeah, first time getting it. I've joined the club. And I was kind of jealous. Everyone's gotten it up till this point. Like, I was one of the last ones who never had gotten it. I was like, man, I missed something really cool. And I didn't. I didn't miss it. So I just hopped on the bandwagon, I guess. And that's how that cookie crumbled. And then, pretty much that's all I got to say about that. I sat around and I slept a lot the first day, watched some TV. And then just had to quarantine myself to make sure it didn't infect anyone else. You know, I was semi-responsible, other than the THC and Gatorade that cured it for me. But it's a person-by-person basis. THC and Gatorade may not work for you, but it worked for me, okay? I got a clip from the leading financial comedy podcast where they've said Dipshit Dal, and they talked about the meta simulation. And
you like it?
I know. I mean, I disagree with this assessment.
Yeah, I
don't think he looks like Walken or Uncle
Fester. I don't think he looks like Uncle Fester.
Well, these are professional comedians in the Discord.
Well,
let's cut him a little slack.
I don't even know what this means.
You're too far away from the mic.
I don't even know what this meme means.
This is actually somebody that's been contributing a lot, and I think they're working on some NFTs. This is from Dipshit Dal.
Dipshit Dal. I yeah. love this, dude.
Yeah. Wait, Dal? Like
Dal. D-A-L. Dipshit Dal. He made some trading cards of us. So, yeah, those are pretty cool.
So what are those? Are goggles or are iPhones?
I think this is some NFT project.
You're in Meta.
It's like Meta, like we're in the VR.
Snaps.
Yeah.
Snaps. I like Howie's. Howie is easily the most meme guy on the show.
Well, I've already voted. There's two.
What do you mean you already voted?
That clip's going to be inserted in this episode, probably right here. And insert them. Talking about that, I submitted some memes for their Discord, you know. No big deal, just a couple internet celebrities mentioning me on their pod. That's it, you know. I've made it. It was just, you put it out in the ether, and it goes. Yeah, I realize that that's dumb. But, you know, I got internet celebrity Chris Neff saying dipshit Dal. One of the greatest comedians slash podcasters known to the human race. This guy might not even be human, but Sam Tripoli. They mentioned dipshit Dal on the latest Cash Daddies episode. So, you know what? There's my credits. I'm going to list that on IMDb. Mentioned on Cash Daddy's pod. So far, that's the credits. I've sent some other memes to some other comedians who have emailed back. They said they might use them on their show. I'll let you know if that goes through, you know? But that's just little tiny grains of sand in the whole metaphor of making the ship build. You know, you put your name out there. Other people say your name, and then it's just, it could start a tiny little spider web. And whether you kill the spider or clean the web off or just let that web form into a whole ecosystem of little baby giant spiders rolling around and doing their thing. Yeah. So, check out the meta simulation. It's just some dumb shit I'm doing on OpenSea NFT thing. Because, like Vic Chaos said, hey fellas, why don't you invest in some NFTs? But it's just something that, FOMO, just in case anyone's planning on buying anything like that, or if the shit does pop off, I got my toes in it, you know? But what's it matter? Crypto's down. Stocks aren't really doing too much shit right now. And, you know, it is what it is.
It starts with
science. I don't know why. When you die, everybody cried. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to take a celebrity death and make it about me. Time is a valuable thing. Mine was wasted when I heard Nikki Glaser sing. Watch Spotify, run in time. The song's only 3 minutes, but it feels too long. How I knew him from that one show. Friday night, before the winds rose. Trying to think, I don't even know. Oh, right, America's funniest videos. You seem like a pretty cool dude. Stephanie Tanner used to say how rude. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard,
but couldn't cry. Cause in the end, I didn't really know him. He did my podcast, it was pretty cool. But in the end, I didn't really know him.
Full House was a pretty dope show. Uncle Jess used to fuck on Becky, yo. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself to always cut it out. In spite of the way you were mocking me, DJ Tanner was not the girl for me. Not Michelle, even Stephanie. Kimmy Gibb was the girl who got me. Things aren't the way they were before. You can't masturbate to teenagers anymore. Not that I'm saying you did, but it doesn't matter now because you're dead. You kept everything inside, or maybe you didn't. I don't really know. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard,
but couldn't cry. Cause in the end, I didn't really know if he waved at me once, or at least I thought that was for me. Cause in the end, I didn't really know if.
Thank you.
Also, another drop that'll be in this episode is the actual Legion of Skanks Bob Saget tribute song. The song got me through COVID. It's near and dear to my heart, so we'll also check that out throughout the episode. And should be interesting. Want to talk about the movie Free Guy. On, I guess, the next segment that I do right here in a minute. But I'll have those other clips pop up either before this or after this. Who knows? Alright, so I'm going to do a review on the movie Free Guy. You could buy it or rent it on Prime Video. It's how I've been watching it. You probably could do the whole VPN thing, but whatever. You know the drill. DuckDuckGo, type in whatever country is playing, whatever movie or show you want to watch, and then use the VPN and tunnel on over and do that whole thing. Or you could just fucking rent the movie, okay? VPNing is the new pirates. Remember Napster? Whatever. I don't give a shit. Rent the movie or use the VPN. I don't care. Check out Free Guy, though. It's been the latest one that Baby Jigsaw's been wanting to watch around the house, and Guy is a NPC, a non-playable character who sees a girl who he really likes, and she causes him to start learning and evolving, and he's in the video game, and then he gets the glasses, and whenever he puts the glasses on, he can see all types of shit that wasn't there before, and he's able to see, like, the stuff that the players in the game are seeing. So, imagine the dude, like, the way I like to describe it is Ready Player One meets The Truman Show, and I've probably already talked about it. I don't know if I talked about it on the ones that I didn't publish, or if I already did, so I'll just go over it real quick, but it's a really cool movie. And Guy's going through the world with his glasses, and then he sees a girl, and she basically is like, "Hey, man, you're not cool enough to talk to me. Come back to me when you're level 100. And then he goes through the game, getting all types of points and getting up to level 100 and becoming a badass in the game. And everyone thinks that he's some hacker who hacked into the game, being able to use a NPC. But they come to find out he's actual AI, learning, growing, artificial intelligence, and basically, throughout the thing, spoiler alert, they're trying to, the creators of one game is trying to find, like, their code that they know is hidden throughout Free City, which is the world where Guy walks through, and there's all types of cool little cameos and references in it, and, yeah, it's currently, like I said, Baby Jigsaw's go-to movie, and it's cool because he does some stuff called, they call it scripting, where kids will do, like, act out scenes from movies. So whenever he gets hooked on a movie, we watch it over and over and over, and he acts out those parts of the movie, and the current one that it's Free Guy, so I've watched it probably 50 times in the last 10 days. And before that, it was Into the Spider-Verse. And we haven't watched the new Spider-Man because it's not on fucking streaming yet. Don't go to a movie theater. No. I just don't have time to go to a movie theater. I'd rather watch it at home. And but the one that we were doing a whole lot of watching of before was the Miles Morales Into the Spider-Verse. It's a cool cartoon. As far as having to watch a cartoon a bunch of times, that one was decent. And then, really, if the other ones that he would sit there and act out the entire time would be most Harry Potters, the first 45 minutes of most Harry Potters, which is pretty cool. It's fun to watch. I get a kick out of it, but that's how I watch a lot of my movies. And whenever I'm watching shows and stuff, it's kind of whenever I got that spare time. But it's been a that was a random tangent. Check out Free Guy. It's the Truman Show meets The Matrix meets Ready Player One. Ryan Reynolds is in it, so you can't go wrong. And then it's 20th Century Fox, so Mickey Mouse owns it, so they're able to do whatever they want with it and incorporate all types of shit. But that's where I'm at on that. COVID was not. I didn't care for it, but I mean, I didn't like whatever. Back when it all first started, I remember saying it's gonna be like the flu, and people were like, "Oh yeah, he's a conspiracy theorist." Yeah, guess what? It's the flu. So there you go. Flu shots every year, vid shots every year. That's how it's gonna go. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Okay, I don't know why I keep saying that. I haven't watched Bruce Almighty lately, but it seemed like the right thing to say here, sonny. So that's what I said. That's what I said, see? All right, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here, see? All right, buddy. Don't call me buddy, pal. Don't call me pal, buddy. I ain't your pal, friend. I ain't your friend, guy.